AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden is going beyond his goal that he mentioned at the State of the Union address to cut the deficit.
We'll cut the deficit by nearly $3 trillion over the next 10 years. That's nearly a $6 trillion difference between the president's budget and congressional Republicans' agenda, which would add $3 trillion to the debt.
House Republicans have called for a path to a balanced budget, but have yet to offer a blueprint. The leader of the Federal Reserve says the central bank has not decided yet how big the next hike in interest rates will be. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Yesterday, Jerome Powell sent stocks tumbling by telling a Senate panel,
"If the totality of the data were to indicate that faster tightening is warranted, we'd be prepared to increase the pace of rate hikes."
This morning, he offered a caveat to a House committee.
"If, and I stress that no decision has been made on this."
Powell appears to be trying to knock down any assumption that the Fed set for an aggressive rate hike based on recent data showing strong economic growth and still high inflation. He says there are several important reports coming, and the Fed will closely analyze them before meeting in 2 weeks. Sagar Magani at the White House.
After the shooting death by police of Breonna Taylor in Louisville, a Justice Department report found a pattern of police violating constitutional rights and discrimination against the black community. Attorney General Merrick Garland says there are a lot of officers doing the right thing.
But Louisville Metro and LMPD have failed to ensure that all employees uphold the constitutional and statutory rights of the people of Louisville.
The World Health Organization has fired its top official in the Western Pacific after the AP reported last year dozens of staff members accused him of racist, abusive, and unethical behavior that may have compromised the UN Health Agency's response to the coronavirus pandemic. This is AP News. At least six Palestinians were killed in a West Bank raid.
Palestinian health officials say the Israeli army had on Tuesday raided a home in a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, triggering a battle that killed and wounded Palestinians. The military says one of those killed in the Jenin refugee camp was the suspected assailant behind a fatal shooting of two Israeli brothers in the northern West Bank town of Harawa last week. An Israeli police spokesperson says three Israeli forces are in fair to serious condition after being shot and wounded in the Jenin firefight. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Prince Harry and wife Meghan announced their daughter, Lilibet Diana, has been christened in a private ceremony in California, publicly calling her a princess and revealing for the first time that they will use royal titles for their children. Lilibet Diana will turn 2 in June. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.